Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What's this efforting Mr. Skin? All right. Due to talk to the skin. I might have been watching Forrest Gump on movie channel, actually.
But... Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com. Mr. Skin, I really dig that
MrSkin.com. Morning, sir.
Hey, Skin.
Welcome back.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Yeah. We just talked to you yesterday.
Yeah. 2 weeks comes around pretty quickly.
Hey, tell us. We have a dumb governor in this state, and they're kind of opening things. Might be a little bit too early, we think. What's Chicago doing right now?
Well, we're pretty much still on lockdown. We haven't been able to do, like, you know, we could do carry out food
right.
and stuff like that, but we could go to stores, but we're not, there's nothing going on, like for kids sports and stuff, nothing.
No, they're not doing that here either, but they're actually opening up some restaurants, not necessarily bar. I'm not sure how it actually works in this state, but Chicago's obviously a bigger town, so I just wonder if they're, is it still a ghost town?
No, we're Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Though, if
Good.
You drive around,
Good.
There's more people out. But
yeah.
it's we're definitely on the we're more like the California conservative side,
right?
You know,
yeah.
As far as
yeah.
not conservative politically.
No, I know what you mean. You mean the smart
yeah.
side, right? Exactly. I call
yeah.
it the smart
so
side.
So it's listen. I mean, I don't know what's the right thing. I just read a thing. It drives me nuts, but I just read a thing where they said if everyone wore masks,
right? I saw it too.
That 80%. If 80% of the people wore masks, this thing would pretty much be like 1/12 of what it is.
Yep.
And it's like,
that's it.
You think, like, how hard is it to just wear
yeah.
a mask?
80% you know, of it. That's just 80% of us, too. I mean, I would say
yeah,
100%.
You could have your guys that think it's like, you know, it's against my civil liberties
yeah.
to not wear, you know, I don't want to wear a mask, but whatever.
Yeah.
But still, if just 80% of people wore a mask, this thing would pretty much
Yeah, that
away,
depressed me. I read that yesterday, too. 80%, it would be like not near as what it is right now.
Is there a big division?
You still have to social distance, but,
yes.
you know, so what? If you could go hang with your buddy and be 6 feet away wearing a mask, it's you got to
right.
do it. You
I'm
know, you.
Are Chicago and the rest of the state kind of divided on all this? Is downstate Illinois opening up?
Yeah, it's like the, you know, I mean, obviously, yeah, we have protests like everyone else, but it's like, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
And the funny thing is you protest, but if people don't want to go to a restaurant,
yeah, you can't force them.
you can't force people to go out. Like I'd be, you know, I don't know. It's a tough thing. I don't have the answers. I'm just saying that I'm just listening to what the experts say and doing what I'm supposed to do. I don't know.
Well, you're an expert in boobs and pies.
Yeah, now that's something I could get my head around. Yeah.
Your head around.
We were just, you could probably make a career out of.
We were discussing, they were showing Forrest Gump on CBS last night. And I actually was,
I
might have been watching in a movie channel because they let the N-bomb fly, so I had to be watching on a movie channel. But
is there any
nudity in Forrest Gump?
It's thongs. Robin Wright, remember when she's up on stage with the guitar?
Right.
Nude. She's actually wearing a thong, but you see her butt. And there's some underwear and stuff. But it's not a – nobody watches Forrest Gump because of the great nudity.
No. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right. But, who's Daisy Edgar? She's
Daisy
nice.
Edgar.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to turn you guys on to a new show that's trending bigly at MrSkin.com. It's called Normal People, and it's a Hulu show from the BBC. Actually, it's an Irish show, believe it or not, but it's really cool. It's a very realistic young romance between this Daisy Edgar Jones and this Paul Mescal, and they're from different backgrounds, but from the same small town in Ireland, and they kind of weave in and out of each other's romantic life. And this Daisy Edgar Jones, we didn't know her prior to this, and she's what we call a nudecomer. She's been on other shows but never did anything like nudity-wise. But I got to tell you, since we went through this first season and posted the nude scenes, it's like one of the most popular shows at our website, and people are really attracted to this Daisy Edgar Jones. It's just, she doesn't look like a Hollywood.
A little B cups, you know, are nice. Yeah, I like that look.
Yeah, she just looks like a beautiful, yeah, really cute girl that does a ton of great nudity. Like I said, the show is very realistic. It's getting great reviews. And if you haven't heard about it, it's called Normal People. One season's been released from Hulu, and some really good nudity as a bonus.
Elvis's granddaughter's been naked before, right?
Yes, Riley Keough. So there's this movie called The Lodge that is a thriller. She's like, she gets engaged to a man who has two young children, and it's looking like it's going to be awesome, and then there's some things that happen in the past that turns into a thriller and all that. But yes, Riley Keough is the eldest grandchild of Elvis Presley, so she does a couple of really good nude scenes, which I thought would be of interest to you guys, but you nailed it on the head. She did a television show called The Girlfriend Experience on Starz. I think it aired for 3 seasons. And she, oh my God, was that like graphic? You'll be all shook up when you see that nudity she did in The Girlfriend Experience, because as good as this Lodge is, it was nothing compared to how graphic she got on The Girlfriend
Experience. Was that the show that had the porn chick?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, the one that appeared on Entourage. Yeah, Sasha Gray?
Sasha Gray, I might have been in that, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And they were like,
do you sit down and write down your puns and pick out the best ones? Because you're pretty good at it.
No, the only thing I could think of with Elvis is all shook up.
There you go.
I was trying to say like blue suede boobs, but I didn't think that'd
that
be funny.
That wouldn't work.
Okay. That wouldn't work. But and speaking of Starz, I did want to mention that Vita is back from the Starz Network. Yeah. And I talked to you guys about this when it came out in the first season. It's about these Mexican-American sisters on the east side of L.A., and they couldn't be more different or distanced from each other. And Michelle Prada and Melissa Barrera are the sisters. And I got to tell you, the first season of Vita, there were some scenes, let's just say that there was some using the face as a chair scenes that I think you guys might remember. And I'm like, holy Jesus, this is so graphic. Well, their third season's already had some really good nude scenes, too. I just wanted to point it out. It's called Vita on the Starz Network. And they're not, like, big-name actresses, but you guys would dig the women on that show.
Speaking of big-name actresses, I'd forgotten that Molly Ringwald was naked in 95. What's that movie from, and why are you putting her here just for a flashback?
Only because is it ever bad to look at Molly Ringwald?
No, Molly Ringwald, she had great cans.
No,
man.
Outstanding.
Yeah, well, that's what we did a thing. I was doing an Instagram live thing last week, and we get a bunch of people asking me questions, and it got me thinking. Someone asked me, if I had to name, like, you know, who would I say is the – name some actresses that people would be totally shocked that did nude scenes. And I always – one of my go-tos always is Marcia from the Brady Bunch, Marnie McCormick. Like, I don't think people know that, because this movie, you can't find it. It's called Texas Lightning. It was 7 years after the Brady Bunch ended, but Marcia's topless. So that's a great example. I think Julie Andrews, because she was, you know, in Mary Poppins and Sound of Music. And, of course, she did SOB. We all saw her topless.
And they all have the clean-cut image.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, Molly Ringwald would fall in that category because, number one... I don't think a lot of people know about this 1995 movie called Malicious, and it was after she did all those John Hughes movies. So then she was kind of, you know, her career took a turn, and she did it was like a Fatal Attraction type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she, 15 minutes in, is topless with the guy. But there's two things about this. Number one, I totally think people would be shocked that Molly Ringwald was topless. But number two, I think you'd be totally shocked how great her cans were.
She had a great rack, great rack on Molly. Don't forget about them. There you go. How about that one?
Pretty and Pink comes to mind.
Pretty and Pink. Okay. I went Breakfast Club on you. I'm sorry.
The Vanderpump Rules is a cable show. Isn't that on Bravo?
Yeah, it is cable. Yeah, I know you can see ass on this.
So we got a picture.
Well,
there's a butt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's Lala Kent. Yeah, it's funny. I know you guys aren't sitting there watching Bravo and all these Real Housewives shows, but, no pun intended, that what they do is interesting. Listen, I'm not a fan of the show. Like, I don't watch the show for the show, but my guys go through all this stuff, and I'm always amazed. There's something hot about a MILFy babe getting naked in high definition.
Yes.
And the funny thing about Bravo is, like, if you go skinny dipping and get completely naked, they'll show your backside, no problem. When you turn around, if you show breasts, they'll show the breasts, but they pixelate the nips.
Right,
so it's kind of like a Barbie doll look, you know. But the butt scenes are amazing, and this Vanderpump Rules is a spinoff of Real Housewives, and this Lala Kent, this is just like all this. This is always airing. This kind of stuff, and I don't really bring it up to you guys much, but I was just like, all right, I got to bring this up.
Well,
again,
the Bravo stuff I do watch, and you were on one of the shows. I watched that Below Deck stuff. The Below Deck stuff, I think, all those chicks on those shows. Now, granted, when you were on a Below Deck yacht, you brought your own naked women with you.
I brought my own nudity, and I brought my wife, but she wasn't one of the ones that got naked.
I know. We look for that. So, but
the other thing that stands out to me on this Vanderpump Rules picture, and you can follow along at MrSkin.com, by the way, a few feet away from that butt is a dog in a jumpsuit. Did you see that?
Yeah, Todd looking at that.
I think that dog showed a little butt, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, that's on you guys.
we do playlists of the best of these different shows, and you'd be like, oh my God, is this R rated or is this on Bravo? But it's a lot of nitty. But again, I want to stress, there's something hot about like a 45-year-old rich babe getting naked that in high definition. That's all I'll say. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's because we're of a certain age.
They're younger babes.
No. I just saw Nick's younger than that. Nick's been checking out. I saw him zoom in on that ass. You like that ass, Nick?
All right. That's good to hear.
Everybody loves a MILF.
Looks like his mom's ass, he said. Yeah. Oh, no, I said that.
Happy Mother's Day.
Could you imagine, like, your mom's 45? Holy
Jesus. She's not. I think Nick's mom's a lot older than that. Still got a nice ass. All right. Yeah. That's a sex scene in a show called Hollywood on Netflix. Oh, yeah. I read about this show. It looks really good, actually.
Yeah, you might want to check it out. It's a miniseries from Netflix called Hollywood about the glory days, like post-World War II Hollywood. And let's just say there's a lot of casting couch action in that, you know, in that era. And there's some nice nudity and sex. And no big names or any of this. Cortland Cannon isn't a big name. But some really cool, it's a cool show if you want to know about that era just after World War II when Hollywood really took off. But, man, you know, to get in these roles, some women had to do some very.
I don't know. Was this Sandra Oh's only naked scene from Killing Eve, or is she actually in more stuff?
Well, no, she's this isn't actually from Killing Eve.
Oh God!
I'm doing that show. Killing Eve is actually pretty popular. It's a dark comedy from the BBC. It airs on AMC on Sunday nights, and we did a thing at our website on the girls of the show, and Sandra Oh is obviously, you know, one of the stars of that show, along with that Jodie Comer. And anyway, so there was a movie that Sandra Oh did 20 years ago called Dancing at the Blue Iguana. And I got to tell you, this is a movie you guys might want to, while we're on quarantine, check out. Because listen to this. At Dancing at the Blue Iguana, featured in it, it's about a strip club. You had Sandra Oh, basically her only nude scene, up on stage dancing, and you could see it's awesome. But listen to this lineup: Daryl Hannah, stripper, same club; Jennifer Tilly, stripper, same club.
Nice club.
And Sheila Kelly, and another. So they all just get up on stage and dance nude. It's a movie that You could watch with the sound down and be very happy.
This is a bad 80s movie here. I remember this movie. It's called Just One of the Guys, where a woman, acts like she's a boy and actually is a girl. I didn't know she flashed in this. I don't remember that scene at all. Is this real?
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I forgot about the scene. I forgot about this scene completely.
I vividly remember this scene.
It's only the highlight of the movie.
Yeah, the movie sucks. Yeah, the movie sucks.
Yeah, one of the great nude scenes of the 80s. So they released this movie Oh, my God, yeah. It's called Just One of the Guys. They released it on Blu-ray on April 28th. So it's a movie near and dear to my heart because Just One of the Guys. So Joyce Heiser, she's an aspiring high school journalist, and she writes this thing about how guys get all the breaks and it's unfair and women, you know, are second-class citizens and it gets rejected, her essay. So then she poses at a high school undercover as a guy and to prove her point. But she falls for this dude who's really nice, and she really falls for him, and she wants to prove the climactic scene towards the end of the movie. Hey, listen, I'm not a guy, and she flashes open her shirt, oh my God, and that's like some of the best. That's like Jamie Lee Curtis level breath.
They are nice cans. I forgot about
that. Was the big reveal.
All right,
the big reveal. It's still our. Whenever we do our best, like, flashing scenes of all time, this is always number one when we do, like, lists and playlists and stuff. So.
Mr. Skin, all those photos you talked about are on the MrSkin.com. We'll talk to Mr. Skin either tomorrow or 2 weeks from now.
It'll seem the same.
I don't want to bore you by being back, guys.
No. We look forward to you. You know we look forward to talking to you, man. It's a lot of fun.
Just kidding.
All right, bud. You take care.
All right, guys, take care.
Stay safe, man.
Good.
Stay safe.
Yeah,
I just like to look at pretty girls naked.
I know you do, Craig, and if you do... check out Mr. Skin. All right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I saw you zooming. Most of us, Todd does it, but I look at those links on my phone, and obviously you can zoom in. I look over at Nick during that MILF conversation earlier. He's just zooming. You had her ass full screen.
I didn't realize they showed that kind of stuff on Bravo.
No, I don't. And that below
butts.
Deck.
They show butts.
And the below deck, they'll show some of the steward, the girls that work on those decks.
Right.
They'll show them changing real quick underneath, and they show like really tight underwear. I mean, that's just sexy. I don't know what it is.
I need to try to get my kids to start watching some of those shows. Yeah, we've just been watching Dance Moms.
We just like to see pretty girls in underwear.
It is quarantine TV.
That Dance Moms makes me want to slam my head into a door repeatedly.
Puss.
Oh, God. I live that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you
I
do.
I live that.
I think I was watching because
I have no desire to watch.
Forrest Gump was also on one of the movie channels.
Yeah, it's
I want to know if CBS edited the the early I should say. And I was telling Craig another line in that Wallace story, they dropped the N-bomb. There's no way CBS played the full N-bomb. I had to be watching the real movie version because they were showing it on Cinemax or HBO or something like that, too.
I wonder if they just overlooked it.
So I was going to say your daughter could have watched it to avoid the
early ejaculation. No, if an N-bomb was dropped on network Forrest TV, we would have heard about it.
Right, but I want to know if they edited the actual – if you watched Forrest Gump on CBS last night, when he puts his hand on Robert Wright's breast, now you don't see her breast, it's her back. He goes, "Oh, you know what early ejaculation sounds like?" What's right? Yeah, we all do.
That's what it sounds like.
That's it.
That's what he does.
Wow, they're. I can't figure out if they edited Forrest Gump, but I did see the lineup of what's coming up here in the next couple weeks.
Oh,
on
CBS,
CBS Sunday Night.
What are they?
Well, next week is Mission Impossible.
The original. Okay.
One. And then Titanic and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
All right. They did already original Indiana Jones. That's right.
I just don't know if Mission Impossible fits in there with those other four.
Well, yeah. It's an iconic movie, the original one.
Yeah,
and you're not going to see the boobs in Titanic.
No, you're not.
No.
No, you're not.
And that's kind of an important scene.
All right.
It's the most important scene.
Yeah. Yeah. The only scene that was any good. Yeah.
It's the best one.
Boobs and dead babies.
It changed my life.
In the morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.